80s, and it means summer savings, too. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models in stock now. So come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza or visit us anytime online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, find new roads. $1,750 consumer cash, $1,250 trade allowance, $1,000 Chevy Select bonus, plus TT&L rebates assigned to dealer.
KVOE, good morning. It's 8:22.
It's all about your health, your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Yo, VIP.
Let's kick it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's mood music right there.
Jumping right in today.
All right, stop.
Pun intended.
Yeah, a little...
any puns today.
Little ice, baby, to lead us into our ice bath topic today. Dr. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well. When I hear Chuck say 104 to 107... heat index, I'm like, no.
Oh,
cold water.
Great, though.
Cold water sounds really good.
Really
when you
does.
Hear that,
this
you
is
know?
A summertime topic right here, but this is something that I guess goes on year round, though, huh? Ice bathing.
Yes, it does. And you know, we were talking before we went on the air. You said athletes is who you think of.
Yeah.
You know, submerged in a big tin tub or
yep,
whatever.
Exactly.
Of ice water, and they've done that for a long time. The big thing is to boost their recovery, and I put in my email to you. I'm like, there's slang or there's words they use in here like DOMS, D-O-M-S, which stands for delayed onset muscle soreness. And you can imagine someone like Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people are watching that quarterback show now that's out on Netflix. And, you know, he shows his bruises that they don't go away because right about the time they start to heal, he gets hit again. And the next day he goes, they go away in August, you know, or at the end of the season, you know, and then they start back up in August. But yeah, athletes, they're doing that to help their muscles, help their body, just adapt to that damage, you know, and being hit repeatedly and just putting their body through a lot. Now, some people might say, well, we don't do that. We don't get tackled, at least not.
Yeah,
you might have kids
not
that,
to that
tackle
extent.
You at your knees. Yeah, but not to that extent. And, you know, we don't go through a lot of the dramatic stuff that athletes, especially football players, go through. But we do, especially if we work out, and again, through our jobs and parenting and everything else, we do put our bodies through more than we sometimes realize. And especially people who do work out and exercise, it's just become this kind of mainstream strategy or method that can be utilized to help your body. And honestly, if you look at this stuff, your mind as well, it can help you mentally. So, and be sharper. And we've talked on here before how people a lot of times rely on caffeine and, you know, all sorts of stuff to try to stay sharp. And, but this is just another strategy that they might want to utilize.
Well, we are, I think, around here a pretty active community.
Yes.
You know, a disc golfing, biking, all that stuff.
Right.
Pickleballing. You know,
more and more pickleball. Yeah.
That we're doing. So, is this something that's, you know, can help us all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't have to be putting your body through, you know, the war zone, so to speak, for this to benefit you. And honestly, even if you're not exercising much or exercising at all, metabolically, I mentioned when this topic kind of came up in our gym visit, we were like, we should talk about that. You know, people have always kind of known that the cold, because you shiver and shivering burns calories, that the cold is very, and cold weather, very metabolically friendly. It's actually good for you. Now, not to get frostbite or anything like that, obviously, but going out in the cold to the point where you shiver for a good 15, 20 minutes can really give you you a metabolic boost. So again, it's that strategy that, yes, exercise daily is great. Some people find it more difficult to exercise when it's freezing cold out or really hot, you know, kind of those extremes. But that shivering and being out, and that's not cold water immersion, that's just cold temperature immersion, can benefit us metabolically and help with weight control. And again, I would never tell someone, oh, give up exercising, because you need the resistance, you know, your bones, your muscles and all that. But metabolically, it could give you a little boost, and a lot of people are looking for that.
Now, it says cold water immersion, and when I see these, it's like you're in the big tub or whatever you're using, and it's filled with ice with that water.
It is. And so this is
more than just cold water. It's ice cold water.
It's ice cold water. And that's kind of the issue and the argument. A lot of people are like, this seems like a big pain, you know, to try to do. I will tell you, and I think she's going to call in a little while. I mentioned my friend Macy Martin, who runs Lion Gymnastics downtown. She does this. She actually went ahead once she realized, okay, this is really helping me. She got something called a Polar Pod. Now, that's just one brand. There's other brands out there. And trust me, once you look up Polar Pod, then every other brand starts popping up on your Instagram and everything. But she got one, and it makes it a lot more convenient because your hose hooks up to it. You put it on your deck or your back porch or wherever. And yes, you obviously have to wear a swimsuit if you're going to not do this in your bathroom, in your bathtub. And that's where she sets hers. And then all she has to do is dump a bag of ice in, run that cold water in through the hose. It fills up, and it's very easy. It kind of looks like that PVC pipe, that piping, and it's insulated, so that cold stays, because again, you are supposed to do this for about, 11, I think this is 11 to 15.
So that's the exact opposite of the hot tub.
Exactly. Yeah. And, so now I see people on Instagram that do this that have a big trough, like a tin trough, that looks like they went to Blue Stem and bought and they fill with ice. So it's whatever you want to do. But the fact is this has become enough of a thing that there are companies that have created actual little kind of pod products that make it easier. Again, especially for those people who are comfortable throwing on their swim trunks or their swimsuit and doing this outside, which again, she has just made that part of her morning routine, is that, 20-ish minutes dip in the Polar Pod with the ice. But I will tell you, and that's why I gave a lot. Now, I did put it all into one document, but I've given a lot of different infographics and information on this. And one of the recommendations, there's a literal do's and don'ts one, and it says don't this is something you want to work your way into. Don't just start with, I'm going to jump into an ice bath for 20 minutes starting today. You would want to probably start with taking some cold showers, getting your body acclimated each morning to that, and work your way up to and even once you start with the Polar Pod, a little bit of ice, working to, again, when you see someone like Mahomes, that thing is full of ice. They are getting into a tub full of ice with a little bit of water, and that's extreme. And there are certain things, and I know some people out there are probably already thinking this, like if you have any sort of heart rate issues, this is something you definitely want to speak with your doctor about, and more than likely you'll be told to avoid it because it shocks your body.
Will.
Talk to someone who's done the Polar Plunge out at the lake when they do that fundraiser. They put you through a line of questioning before they allow you to just, I think that's what, in January or February,
It's in February, and it's only for seconds, actually, that you're in.
Right.
And you're right
and
back
then
out.
You jump back out. Yeah. And that's enough, of a shock. So to do this again, and someone may start out with 5 minutes and then work up to where they're doing close to 20. But your body basically screams at you, what are you doing? Because I told you before we went on the air, I go to a swimming pool and I dip my foot in and it's below 70. I'm like, oh, that's cold. I don't want to get in that, you know. But if you dip your feet in and then you dip your legs in, then you kind of teeter yourself, yeah. you know, down the steps, you can acclimate yourself to that to the point where it feels good. So, and then you're able to stay in. Now, when you get out of that cold, you know, swimming mm-hmm. pool, then all of a sudden you're like, you know, but... I mean, it's we all know.
Nice sound effects right there. Nicely done.
And it's so much easier for kids. They're just like, yeah, no problem. But as we get on in years, we're like, our body is a little more reluctant to kind of try these things. So, but it's a strategy.
Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State University, monthly visit. In the heat of the summer, we're talking cold water immersion. Health benefits, apparently. So is there an optimal yes. temperature other than just cold? I mean, is there something
yes.
that's...
And I know a couple of them... Okay, a couple... And I hate it because they mentioned Celsius.
Oh,
but,
there we go. Celsius.
Yeah, and I'm like, we don't do Celsius. But I know I saw on one of them, and tell me if you see it, that it was like around 50. Was it around 50? Where did it go? Because like
yeah, 40 this, or 50 degrees
okay,
Fahrenheit.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Because I know when I saw that again, I thought, if the pool says 60s, I'm out, you know, if yeah. the pool water. So, again, when you see 40 to 50, you know, for this whole cold water immersion, that's cold. So, yeah, 40 to 50 degrees. But, again, that's what they're telling us. Again, they've researched. That's what they're saying is ideal. Oh, I know. On the cold water therapy one right beside the do's or don'ts, it says 59. So that's,
oh,
a, little,
59?
That's
okay.
a little better. But, again, a lot of these give a range, and it just depends on who they're working with, what they're recommending. So 59 is maybe a little more appealing to some people. But, yeah, I totally forgot what I was saying. But... But this is something that they can work their way up to, let your body adapt to it, and but 59, not bad.
Yeah, with 3 to 5 minutes, 40 to 50, 1 to 3 minutes, 40 to 50, 5 to 10, 50 to 60.
Yeah.
Don't they answer? Yeah.
Yep. And the one thing I want to make sure, and not that we have a lot of college students or those people listen, or even, you know, people that are just, again, work out avidly. If they are listening, I want them to know that, and the one handout makes it very, very clear that it, a cold water bath after resistance exercise, so that's after like weightlifting or doing some sort of resistance, decreases muscle protein synthesis. That's not what we want. So this is not something someone wants to do after lifting.
Okay.
And I'm guessing people that are really into lifting, they would probably know that, or at least look it up or ask their trainer or whatever. But it's much better just, you know, after a normal like cardio workout, you know, normal type of activity. You can do it anytime. It does not have to be. You can get those mental benefits, the metabolic benefits. It doesn't have to be after a workout. So if anybody's out there going, well, I don't work out, you can benefit from this. You know, if it's something you... Here's the thing. It'll help you wake up in the morning.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. And so because I've been trying to do this since we started talking about it last month, I've done just the cold shower thing, and I'm like... Yeah, definitely more alert, you know, and you get up in the morning, a warm shower feels good.
Yeah.
Obviously, it feels good. It also makes you sleepy. Warm water makes you tired. It helps you to relax. Most of us aren't needing to relax for the day. We're needing to perk up and get going for the day. So that's just something. And again, even if it's not that 59, let alone 40 to 50 degrees, just getting used to, for instance, a cool or a colder shower in the mornings, there are benefits to that.
Cool down the shower in the morning, huh?
Yes. And the first time I did it, again, my brain was like, what are you doing, woman? it did not like it initially, but you do adapt to that fairly quickly, much like you do the swimming pool.
So I can see how this could help mentally, because even a cold shower, your mind will go to nothing but, I'm cold.
Yes.
Your worries... Or washed away.
Float away, and all your, it's, well, you kind of go into survival mode,
well,
you
yeah.
know, so that's fight or flight, and so you got to stick with it, and, yeah, you do adapt, and then you do hit a point, like in that shower, I hit a point where I'm like, oh, yeah, this actually feel, I mean, cold water is refreshing. If you think about splashing cold water on your face, you know, to perk up or whatever, it's refreshing. It's just that we're not used usually to that immersion and beyond, you know, a few seconds. So, but it is absolutely, it feels good, and it is something that your body can get used to.
Well, I think we should turn those around. Once your body gets used to it, then it feels good, right?
Yes. Yes. And so much of it, like you said, is mental, you know, so this will help you get mentally tougher. You know, it's just like if you start running, you know, mentally your brain, what are you doing? You know, and why are you putting us through this? And then any runner can tell you, you hit a point where endorphins kick in and you're like, oh, this is great. This feels good. I can keep doing this, but you have to build up to that. Nobody that starts running starts at 5 miles, 10 miles, 15, you know, you just don't do that. You have to work up to that.
Well, I see you do have a do and don't page here.
Yeah, and I really, really encourage people to look at that.
And don't take a warm shower right away.
Right.
It says, and it reminds me of my time we were with friends, and we had a wonderful lake house that had a sauna right on the dock.
Yes.
And it's sauna into the lake, cold lake water.
Yes.
Then back into the sauna.
Oh, my word.
Back into the water, into the sauna. So that would be a don't, right?
Yeah.
Warming up after.
And what I have heard, and I'm not an expert on this, but what I have heard with that is you basically create an internal tug of war in your body. And your body is not meant to go from those extremes. It's not meant to adapt to those extremes that quickly. And so, and I don't know when they did that. Maybe they ended up being okay, but I think your body can really start to have reactions that you don't want it to have. So, Greg.
Well, and you mentioned, let's see, listener question. Didn't want to come on the air with us, but Dr. Jen, does this increase brown fat?
Yes. Yes, and one of them, one of these, I think, talks about that. And brown fat, and I know a lot of people are like, what? No fat is good. Yes, it is. And brown fat is that good little bit of insulating fat that we need in our bodies. I know we've talked about it before, but that was one of the very first things. When you look into the research on this, that was one of the very first things they realized is it increases your good fat.
Your good fat,
your
okay.
Brown fat that we actually need and want to have. And so, yes, I'm glad somebody said that because, again, I'm almost positive it was on one of these. We've almost got information overload here. If not, it was on the articles that I was reading about this. So, but yes, good thing. I'm glad somebody called in and said that because that would be a huge selling point, you know, for some people that it increases that healthy fat.
Well, not brown fat, good fat.
Brown fat is good fat. It's not the artery-clogging fat. It's the type that protects us, and we need it.
Also on our do's and don'ts page, cold water immersion, ice baths, have a buddy nearby. Now, if you don't read on, you're thinking, this sounds pretty doggone dangerous.
Am I going to drown? They have to pull me out. I know. I wondered on that, too. But it just says you can encourage and support each other. So it's no different than when you have someone spotting you, you know, when you're on the wake bench. It's there, like, come on, you can do this. You can do this. And if you realize you can't, they can help you. But, yeah, that would be something handy. Or get your kids to with Macy. Macy has three little kids, and I think she tries to do this before they're up and around. But, you know, they could be like, go, Mommy, come on.
Yeah.
5 more minutes. Yeah. Oh.
Well, and let's see, build a complete recovery routine.
Yeah.
And then, as you mentioned, go easy on the water temps in the beginning.
Yes. Ease yourself into this. And, you know, and it does say on the don't list, don't stay in too long. This is not one of those things where like, oh, if 15 to 20 minutes is ideal, 40 minutes has got to be.
It's going to be better, right?
Yeah. Nope. There's kind of that point of diminishing returns there. If they say 15 to 20 minutes is ideal, that's what you want to stick with.
Cold water therapy. More people using this? I mean, it's becoming more common, you think?
I really think it is. It's something, health people, we start to read about stuff and you're like, okay, when are real people, going to start to do that? It's one thing when athletes do it. It's one thing when people who are super, super, what I call granola, healthy, are doing something. But, when is this going to start to be something that is more mainstream? And honestly, Macy was one of the first people that, that I saw that was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this and I am, I'm loving it and I'm finding huge benefits to it. Just again, her big thing is not just the metabolic aspect, but the clarity. She just felt like mentally it really, really helped her. And it is part of her, she does other things. I know she also eats a nice high protein breakfast,
Okay.
So she combines it with a lot of other healthy habits. The one thing that we have not...
Okay,
oh, we have
calling.
A caller.
Okay. KBOA, hi, you're on with Dr. Jen.
Hi, Jen, it's Macy.
Hi, Macy.
There we go, Macy.
Bless you. I was like, I'm going to be talking about you. You want to call in, feel free, because you have done this. And what was your reason that you first started?
Okay, so honestly, it was one of those things that I saw on Instagram, and I was like,
right.
Is this a real thing, or is this just
weird
something that people are trying, is this the followers, or is this a real thing? So I started off with the cold shower thing, and to be honest, a cold shower versus the plunge, I think, me personally, is worse, because you're, like, switching, you're constantly moving, so your body's, like, constantly having to readjust to that shower.
Okay.
Versus the plunge, where it's just, like, you're in and you're good to go, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, for me, I liked it better, because it's, like, once you're in, after that initial shock, this is going to sound like crazy. People are like, no, there's no way. But it's almost just like this nice, like even kill ease where
okay.
It's like, oh, I'm kind of relaxed. This is kind of nice.
Okay. Well, and you do yours with the sun facing you. I saw when you posted. So the sun's kind of facing you and you do submerge all the way to your neck. I mean, your little head is what is sticking out of that polar pot, right?
Yes. So they do recommend. So, one of the benefits when you're talking about, like, the nervous system and emotions and stuff is called your vagus, not, like, Sin City Vagus, the VAGUS
yes.
nerve.
Right.
It's right, like, near your chest, and it's helpful to stimulate that because it helps you in high-stress situations to where if your okay. body's like, oh, we know this feeling, we know what happens, and if we take a deep breath and try and calm ourselves down, mm-hmm. then it helps your nervous system be able to react in, like, high-stress fight or flight situation,
okay.
if that makes sense.
Okay, that does make sense. And I was just, right before Greg came in and told us you were on the line, one of these infographics, the one with the woman in her swimsuit, I was like, really, do we have to have that? but it says what happens after an ice bath, the benefits of intermittent cold exposure. And again, they kind of just call this different things. But on the right-hand side, it says stress response. Cold exposure creates a positive stress response, which we do tend to call fight or flight, on the body, giving mm-hmm. many health benefits through hormesis. But that's that ability to adapt that Macy was talking about. So that would be huge, I would think, for some people wanting to be – all of us want to handle stress better, And yeah. So if it can help do that, great.
So, Macy, how long did it take you to adapt to this? And you've got that feel-good feeling once you're immersed in this cold water.
So, like she said, definitely start out, like, me and my husband started out in, like, 60 degrees, and then eventually, I think the lowest we've ever done is 42 or 38, and that was pretty cold.
Yeah.
But, so, like I said, and they do recommend, like she said, like, the colder it is, the less time
okay.
you
yep.
spend in it. So, I think another really big name is, like, Dwayne Johnson does this, and he has, like, a full plunge. He, like, jumps straight in, goes under, pops back out kind of thing.
Okay.
And Joe Rogan, he does 33 degrees for 3 minutes, which is just wild to me. But he also has been doing this. They had, like, the really expensive, really nice cold plunges and things like that. So they're able to do that, and they've done it over, who even knows, probably at this point, years. So
right.
it's definitely one of those things that ease yourself into it. But honestly... about a week after adding it to our routine, you know, the sunshine benefits is awesome, the cold water benefits is amazing, and so after the first week, I would say I started actually kind of looking forward to it, because the benefits are huge. My sleep, like, I mean, like she said, I have three kids, and they're like four and under, so it's pretty crazy in our house, and I was getting like the deepest sleep that I had gotten in years. It was so nice.
Yeah, that's a selling point right there.
So yeah, this, literally, like, I mean, go ahead.
Is this a morning routine?
So some people do it in the morning to get, like, that energy boost. Honestly, I kind of like it at the end of the day because it's, like, a nice wind down. They say to do it about not any less than 2 hours towards, like, your bedtime, just because it will get you, like, that boost of energy right before. So I wouldn't recommend, like, right before.
No.
But, you know, usually when I'm done coaching at the gym, it's like 7 or 8. So then I, like, the kids get to bed, and it's just kind of like my time to, I do a cold plunge, and then it's perfect because by the time I'm ready to go to bed, it's like your body has hit that state where you're like relaxed, and the energy's kind of worn off, and I just think I sleep super well. So,
is this more of a mental or physical benefit to you?
You know, that's kind of a tie because, last night actually was a perfect example. It was pretty cold, and my husband was like, "You just get into it. Like, you're overthinking this." Like, and I was like, "I don't want to do this right now." I was like, "It's cold. Like, you added so much more ice than I thought you were going to." And so for me, I've always liked the challenge, and so I'm like, you know what? If this is going to help, I can do it. So honestly, mentally, it helps a lot. Just to kind of get that, you know, how many people just take 3 to 5 minutes? You can't have your phone in your hands because they're in the water.
Right.
You can, sometimes I'll turn on music, and, you know, how many people take 5 to 10 minutes a day to just literally sit? We're not watching a movie, you're not reading a book, you're not on your phone, you're not, like, just that benefit alone mentally for me is huge.
Yep. I will say, and the fact that she said a tie doesn't surprise me because it would be hard to choose when there are so many, you know, physical and the mental benefits. But going back to that infographic with that woman in her swimsuit, you know, it goes over. It says the benefits of this: cognitive function, weight loss, inflammation. And the inflammation is something that a lot of people out there are dealing with, you know, whether they have an actual condition or disease that's inflammatory, or they just have inflammation and don't know it, which quite honestly is a lot of people because it's an internal thing. But it can help with inflammation. It can boost immunity, it says, due to the production of lymphocytes that may help boost cognitive function and prevent degenerative brain disease. Then mood, and then stress response. So you look at that, and yes, the weight loss, you know, is something physical, but when they're listing a lot of the benefits, it is more of those kind of internal, a lot of the brain stuff and the mental stuff.
Interesting.
It is.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you called in because I didn't know you did that in the evening. I thought you were morning, so I'm glad you said that.
Like I said, people have their different, some people like to do it right in the morning, some people, I kind of like it in the evening. We gotta go back and forth and bounce back and forth.
Yeah.
But, I think the biggest thing too, my husband has commented, like, with joints, and you talked about the inflammation, where, like, he's like, I can tell a difference because I don't wake up hurting, or my joints aren't, you know, yelling at me throughout the day, things like that, just because I think, you know, a lot of times that inflammation is tied to joint pain and things like that. And again, disclaimer, I'm not an expert or a doctor by any means, but it's just one of those things where it's like when we first started, I was like, all right, we'll try this. You know, we're going to get this pod. If it doesn't work, we're returning it. Someone asked me about my cold plunge. You better have 30 minutes because I'm just going to just tell you all the benefits of why you should get one. But
They weren't too horribly expensive. I was surprised they were right around $100. And you could get ones that are fancier and more expensive, but the ones that I first glanced at were right around $100. So
it is amazing how you can, because you can, like you said, you can do like a tank, or you can, you know, kind of make your own, all the way to, you know, like the Dwayne Johnson $10,000 ones. I'm like, I don't think we're that invested yet, but you know, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, they're very affordable if you want to find like a temporary one. And if you have the space to put it in your garage, that's awesome. Because, yes, with that heat, it is kind of hard to keep it cool or to cool it down. So if you have somewhere where you can put it, you know, kind of indoors, that's great. But honestly, outside is so nice, too, because then you have the sunshine benefits.
Right.
So do you have your own ice machine? How much ice does this take?
So we actually... We really did buy an ice machine, and
there you go.
Yeah, we're a little. I was making fun of us. I was like, this started out as like a Mother's Day gift, and now for Father's Day, I'm getting you an ice machine. And now we're here in the garage, and like, this is So it's a little bit addicting, but basically, it's nice. Again, we just got one off Amazon. It's like one of those smaller ones for like $100, and then we just bag the ice, and then we keep it in our freezer.
Right.
The other thing I would recommend is you can get reusable blocks.
Yep.
Like ice that are reusable ones, you can freeze them, and then you just reuse them. Yeah, one of our friends does that, and they say it works pretty well. It does take up a little more room, obviously, because it's not going to melt as fast, but that's what they use. So, yeah, there's a lot of different options. You just kind of find what works for you and your groove and your setting and all that stuff. But
yep, absolutely.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
And
going back to the joint pain with her husband, you know, I've had massages, and then I have my chiropractor who I adore. But it's funny, you know, they will tell you, and doctors too, they will tell you that warmth, like if you're sore and you know, warmth feels good, but it's not what you need. You need to ice, because that constricting, that's what helps get that swelling down. And so even though warmth might feel good, you know, oh, get the heating pad. They're like, don't get the heating pad. You need to be ice on, ice off. So it does make sense that an ice bath, you know, would be something that would help with that.
Good topic here this week.
Thank you, Macy. That's great to hear. That's just good information from someone who, again, I'm just dipping my toes in, pun intended. I have not taken the full plunge, another pun, you know, but it this is something that I think people would be more likely, you know, just kind of acclimate yourself to it and get past that kind of mental roadblock, just like people have to get past it with exercise to realize, oh my gosh, you know, I get some enjoyment out of this, and there are good results from this, and then all of a sudden mentally we're over that hurdle, and we look forward to it.
Sounds like there are benefits. Macy, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. You have a good day.
You too.
All right, so there we have it.
Woohoo!
Yeah, nicely done.
Yes. That is, and you know, to hear her, someone with three little kids, and I know what it's like. I know what it's like to try to do anything for your health and fitness when you've got little ones, you know. But the fact that her husband's supportive of that, and that he sounds like he's doing it too, you know, that's just really great to hear someone who's able to pull that off, make that work, and get those kicking benefits.
Well, Dr. Chan, always a pleasure. Great topic here this week. Yeah. So is the summer vacation going okay? I mean, you've still been working, but...
Still been working, but 1 month from today is when, 4 weeks from today, classes begin. So we're on that final countdown, but yeah, it's been a great summer, but this is the point where I start to miss them. And I'm ready. I'm hitting to where I'm ready for them to come back.
Good for you. Nice to see that passion is there.
It is.
Jen, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, monthly visit here at KVOE. It's 8:54.
Russia complaining of a Ukrainian terror attack. A bridge.